It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, K. Kaiser.
Evening, folks. Hi, y'all. Well, that's good. Well, folks, we're way down in Missouri at the world's largest Signal Corps training center, Camp Crowder. And all our gang is here to entertain the Signal Corps, including Georgia Carroll and Dolly Mitchell. Yep, this is the Signal Corps. Ah, yes, and here we are, way down in the sunny south. Yep, just like California. Yeah, you know, this is the country where they raise and trade those wonderful big Missouri mules. I talked with a man this morning who had handled them for 45 years.
Yes, and when you stepped off the train, he said, "I've seen many a mule, but this is ridiculous."
Hush, 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 Bill Foreman. Here comes Dolly Mitchell. Well, hello there, Dolly. How do you like it down here in the Ozarks?
Fine, Professor. You know, I've been in this country before, and I want to say that the Ozarks have certainly improved.
Improved? Well, how's that, Dolly?
Well, the hound dogs don't lie in the road anymore.
Oh, they don't? The hound dogs don't lie in the road anymore.
The hogs have pushed them off.
Oh, well, I don't know about the roads, Dolly, but believe me, in the real Ozarks to the south of here, the hills are really steep.
Professor, what do the people in that country do for diversion?
The hills are so steep, they sit on their front steps and spit down each other's chimneys. You know, I might add that down there in the south is what you call catalog country. Ishkabibble... Yes, catalog country. You know, Ishkabibble was reading a catalog, and when he came to the gun section, he said, "Bang, bang." Then he turned over to the lady's long underwear, and we both went, "Boing, boing."
Heavens to Betsy, what a program. It's obnoxious, obnoxious, obnoxious.
Was somebody calling me?
Ishkabibble! Say, Ish, where have you been?
Oh, I met a girl.
You met a girl? Did she give you the Neosho hello?
No, no. She took a Camp Crowder powder.
Oh, fine, fine.
And now it's time for Ishkabibble's Hour of Nonsense.
Nonsense? You mean nonsense.
Nonsense. I left three beautiful girls in Hollywood, and I ain't seen none since.
Why?
Well, you know, even the men in Hollywood are different than these here men of Camp Crowder.
Oh, yeah? Well, what do Hollywood men have that Camp Crowder men don't have?
Women.
Oh, Ish, it's just that you don't know the sunny south, that's all.
Don't tell me that I don't know about the south. I spent 4 days in the capital of North Carolina.
Really?
No, Raleigh. Well, you know, I used to have a girl there.
Oh, Raleigh?
No, O'Reilly. But, you know, but she married another guy.
O'Reilly?
No, Ginsburg.
Oh!
It's get lost. Let's not get our signals crossed, because these men want to try for our $240 in war bond prizes. And tonight's $100 cash bonus. But before we advance, the professor says...
Come on, children. Yes, Dan.
Thank you. Good night, sweet dreams. Tomorrow's another day till then. Sweet dreams, sweetheart. Good night, sleep tight. I'll see you along the way in dreams, sweetheart. May angels up above watch over you and keep you safe, my love, until the dawn breaks through. Good night, sweet dreams. Tomorrow's another day. Till then, sweet dreams, sweetheart. Tomorrow's another day. Till then, sweet dreams, sweetheart. Good night, sweet dreams,
The first exam comes to Kaiser College like George Washington to the cherry tree.
Why, son, you oughtn't to be chopping down that fine cherry tree.
Better stand one side, mister.
What? Well, I'm ashamed of you, boy. I think I'll tell your father.
Better stand one side, mister.
Such impudence. I think I am going to tell your father.
Timber!
Why, for heaven's sake, how did you do that, son?
With an egg.
An egg? Egg, nothing. It was a hatchet.
Egg.
Hatchet.
Egg.
Hatchet.
You hatchet. You laid it.
And I had to open my big mouth. And now, tonight's first scholar is Sergeant John Hurlbut from Casinovia, New York. A New York boy! Is that right, Casinovia?
That's right, Casinovia.
Casinovia, New York. That's where all the sheiks come from, huh?
That's right.
Sergeant John Sheik Hurlbut from Casinovia, New York. Hey, John. Say, John, Gordon McCann and Frank Finn of Springfield, Missouri, say that since we're holding class for the first time at the Signal Corps Center, let's call a few signals. Now, what signals are these?
22, 33, 44, hey!
Football.
Football signals. And what signals are these? What signal is this?
LS, MFT.
What is it?
LS, MFT.
That's right. And what kind of a signal is it when a woman puts her hand out of a car window?
Very rare.
Well, that's quite right, yes. What signal is this?
Sorry, Lion is busy.
What signal is that? Try it again.
That's a BY signal, busy wire.
A busy wire signal, that's right. That's what you guys get when you call an Eosho girl. All right. What signal is this? That was a guy with a 3-day pass. Seeing how fast he can get to Joplin. Thank you. It's private first class. A Pearl Leto from Warren, Ohio. Hey! Yeah. Private, first class, Pearl Leto, a whack. Oh, what a first name you got, child. You really are Pearl. Miss Leto, the father of our country's last name is all mixed up in the following things, and Woody Woodall of Lincoln, Nebraska, wants you to straighten them out. Now, here they are mixed up, and you straighten them out. George Washington Candy, Lee and Washington University, Martha Washington Bridge, and the Washington Tigers. Can you straighten those out for us? For instance, it isn't George Washington Candy, it's what?
Martha Washington Candy.
Martha Washington Candy, and very good. Lee and Washington University.
Washington Lee University.
Yes. Washington and Lee University. Martha Washington Bridge.
Oh.
Starts in New York, finishes in New Jersey. If you're going the other way, it starts in New Jersey, finishes in New York. Because if you come up from the middle, I don't know. Let's see. Student! The George Washington Bridge and the Washington Tigers. Well, does that be right? The Washington Tigers?
No, it's
the baseball team, you know. The Washington.
Oh, I can't think.
I know you can't think. I can't either with you so close to me. I tell you that. She's pretty, ain't she? Shucks almighty. She make a tadpole hug a whale. Yes, sir. What about now? The Washington Tigers. Well, it's the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Well, thank you very much. You got most of it right. Thank you very much. It's Corporal William Gould from Los Angeles. Hey! William Gould from Los Angeles. Say, all right, William, let's knock him for a Gould. Jack Clark of Milwaukee wants us to talk about band leaders who are now in uniform, such as Art Jarrett, Dick Jurgens, Orrin Tucker. Now, one of our former band leaders in the service now is named for a former president, and his own first name is Ray. Ray, a drummer. Ray
McKinley.
McKinley. Another one was Claude Thornhill. Then there's Bobby Byrne and Johnny Messner. Also the real McCoy in the Navy. This will give you a hint.
Clyde McCoy.
He's got it right there. Who's it?
Clyde McCoy.
Clyde McCoy. He's looking fine. We saw him the other day in one of the hospitals we played. Also wearing their country's uniforms. That's right, in the Navy hospital. We saw him there. He came over and played the trumpet with us. Also wearing their country's uniform are Dick Stabile, Ray Heatherton, Claude Thornhill, and the Magic Fingers of Radio. Who is he? The Magic Fingers of Radio.
Tommy Dorsey?
Tommy Dorsey. No. Students! Eddie Duchin, that's right. And let's not forget that great guy who's lost, Major Glenn Miller. Or the Groomer's little brother, whose theme song goes like this.
He's got it.
Bob Crosby. That boy really knows most all of his family.
The first winner. There'll be another exam in a few minutes with three more Signal Corps scholars. But right now, here's your first winner, Bess.
Yes. The winner of the first round. It is contestant number one. It's Sergeant John Hurlbut of Casanova, New York. Hey! man of Neo Show. Yes, sir, you made the show go. You'll see some dough glow. It's a $50 war bond. First round, first prize. To the other two from the hills for giving us thrills, $10 in stamps each. Ah, but what's better? To the first round go-getter, Sergeant John Hurlbut. So what's better to you, my boy? We give you a $100 bonus in cash. It's all yours. With a string tied to it. You know, you've won the right to compete for it with the winner of our second exam, which will be coming up soon. So hold that dough in your lap till the final strap. Well, welcome to the town crier's back. We're glad to have you back, kids. Well, the man only had 15 cents. He wanted to get some bread with that piece of meat. Ah, but for 15 cents, all he got was...
One meatball.
Is that all?
One meatball, that's all. One meatball. What 15 cents would do. One meatball. One meatball.
He could afford but one meatball.
He told the waiter near at hand. Simple dinner he had planned. Folks were startled.
Some bread, sir, if you please. Waiter's voice roared down the hall.
You get no bread with one meatball, boy.
Little man felt very bad, but one meatball was all he had. Now his dream is that call. You get no bread with one meatball. Oh, one meatball.
No, you get no bread with one meatball.
No bread, no bread at all. Meatball.
Second round contestant, Bess.
Yes, sir, and the first contestant of the second round is Sergeant Thomas Bell from Salem Springs, Arkansas. Salem Springs, yes, sir. Say, Thomas Bell, Mrs. J. Carter of Palm Springs, California, tells about a romance between a city girl and a Camp Crowder soldier. Well, the girl started out getting serious with this soldier right off the bat. The girl said to him... a song that's sung at weddings. Yes, sir, you know, just before you take the last mile. Song that's sung at weddings.
Promise me. Promise me.
Oh, promise me. You beat the bell, didn't you? Yes, he did. He's a big man. He beat the bell. He sure did. Oh, promise me. That's right. Well, the soldier got a little panicky. He said, do you mean you want me to get you a ring? Yes, replied the girl, but not the kind you think. When you come to see me, I'll settle for...
Smoke rings.
I'll settle for smoke rings. We civilians can't get no cigarettes, boy. Here is Sergeant Garland. Sergeant Garland W. Flowers from Mechanicsburg, Ohio.
Hey!
All right, you Buckeye. Come on, you Buckeye. Let's see if we can hit the bullseye with this question about the Show Me State, which is Missouri. Yes, sir, it's got plenty of things to show me, too. The Great Lake of the Ozarks, Bagnell Dam, the Mississippi, the Missouri, the Ozark Mountain Resort, along with many famous cities, including da 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 da
St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis, that's right, and Kansas City and many others, and included among its many wonders is the Holiday Inn. A woman commentator, Mary Margaret McBride. Also, two lovely singers, Gladys Swarthout and Jane Froman, are from Missouri. And two bad men of history, Wild Bill
Hickok
and Jesse
James.
Jesse James, he still lives. He runs a store in Neosho. And now, here is... Oh, boy, boy, boy! Oh, man. This is Boing Boing Sergeant Alice Noel from Providence, Rhode Island. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You might be from Rhode Island, but Providence brought you to our microphone. Oh, she's pretty, boy. Yes, sir. Say, and by the way, these wacks are not only pretty, but they're doing a swell job in uniform. There are hundreds of them here at this base, the second largest, I think, in the country, whack base. And not only to do a fine job here, but overseas, too. In fact, many of the girls in front of me tonight will be leaving for overseas soon. And believe me, we can still use plenty of fine wax in the service. And now, Alice, listen closely. Thank you. For Harry Stoltz of Buffalo, New York, we're going to set the scene, and you name the motion picture. Now, in this first one, Judy Garland is on a public conveyance, and the song she sings is...
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding,
no, you name the picture that it's from. That's the song, Judy Garland. What is it? What is it? Hold it right there. What is
meet
it?
Meet me in St. Louis.
Beg your pardon?
Meet me in St. Louis.
That's a deal. Yes. I'll meet you in St. Louis. You bring the tobacco. I'll bring the papers. All right, and now watch this picture. In this next one, Irene Dunn, the lovely dress designer, has just had some bad news. As she faces her friends, she sings...
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
That was Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers danced in this picture. It was a musical comedy. They brought it to the screen. Its title is one word. The song is Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. The title of the picture is one word, and it's a girl's name. Student! Roberta, I'm sorry you missed that.
The winner of the second exam, Pat.
Yes, sir. Our runners-up each get $10 in stamps, but to our high man goes a $50 war bond. Second round, first prize. And the winner of the second round is contestant number two. It's Sergeant Garland W. Flowers, Mechanicsburg, Ohio. Yes, sir. Oh, man of Camp Crowder, your parents are prouder, and they'll shout even louder when we hand you the college bonus of $100 in cash. That is, if we can get it away from our first round winner, Sergeant John Hurlbut from Casanova, New York. Now, in a very few minutes comes the final exam when the two of you must compete on the college brainbuster question. The one who answers correctly first wins, so study your books. That $100 will buy an awful lot of Neosho New Grape. All right, gather around, all you sinners. Here is Sister Mitchell going to preach that sermon. Sister Mitchell, there's the flock. Tell them what they have to do to get on the straight and narrow path.
You got to act simple. Accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread the joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the eye. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we'd better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Thank you.
College frames your brain. It's the final grapple for tonight's Big Apple, the college $100 cash bonus.
And our two winners are from the first round, Sergeant John Hurlbut from Casanova, New York. From the second round, Sergeant Garland Flowers from Mechanicsburg, Ohio. Ah, my lads, manipulate your memories and massage your mental bumps. You're going over the jumps for $100 in cold cash. Now, the brain buster question gives you 30 seconds on the college clock to answer correctly. If you both miss, the money goes over next week to become a $200 bankroll when we hold class session next Wednesday with the United States Marine Corps, San Diego, California. So don't let those leathernecks write checks with your money. On your marks, men of the Ozarks, here we go to strain your brain. The question, and please no help from anybody in the audience. The question, the United States bought the land that is now the state of Missouri. Who sold it to us?
France.
Holy heck, I don't even get the clock started. The man is right. Oh, man, has he got ants in his France. France is so right. Napoleon in 1803, as part of the Louisiana Purchase, we've got Missouri. Yes, sir, nearly all the Mississippi Valley states are part of the Louisiana Purchase. It proved to be one of the most fabulously wealthy areas in the world, and we got it for 4 cents an acre. That's what it cost us. All right. Thank you very much. Ah, that's right, my boy. You win $100. Which one was that? What's your name?
Sergeant John Hurlbut, Casanova, New York.
New York boy won the $100. Man, that was thrilling. And for being willing, our two top winners each take home their $50 war bonds. Our other foursome won't find it boresome to have their $10 in stamps.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.